friends. I don't always listen to the radio, but when I do, it's WMUC FM College Park. Dave's record collection on a Saturday evening on the 4th of July, 2026, which is the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And we're going to do all American songs tonight, and this is an annual program. Well, actually, I don't do it every year, but most years. 4th of July celebration for Dave's record collection. When I'm in town, I do it. Fleetwood Mac with Albatross from English Rose. Kiki Friedman carrying the torch from one good American to another, leaving us off. Joe Jackson with Statue of Liberty. Testimonial Dinner, the songs of XTC, released in 1995. That was an XTC song. Nice cover there. Heather Eatman. From her Mascara Falls release, we heard Miss Liberty. Sean Colvin giving us Paul Simon's American Tune from Uncovered from 2015. Simon and Garfunkel preceding with America from Bookends. That goes back to 1968. And Janice Ian opening the set, Searching for America from the album Hunger from 1997. We're going to continue in the American tradition here with some more immigrant like songs in the next set, and I'll be with you all the way till 10 o'clock, and we'll probably have a little overtime tonight, so stay tuned. WMUC FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection, 90.5 FM.
Don't tell his queen for sure that I had the accurate compass, and I discovered America.
About Jesus and drink wine all day. It's gonna be great to be an American. Ain't no lions or tigers, ain't no mamba snake, just the sweet watermelon and the buckwheat cake. Everybody is happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little children. Sail away with me.
Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
America, every man is free. They take care of his home and his family. You be
happy as a monkey and a monkey tree. Be American, sail away with me.
Sail away, sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Immigrants.
Give me your card, your card.
Who are they? Where did they come from? Why did they come? From every direction and continent they came, answering Miss Liberty's call. Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. She lifts her lamp beside the golden door, and from the teeming shores, the wretched refuse came like hungry mosquitoes to the yellow porch light of freedom. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies. And now your host, Gregory Puck.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no pope.
Yeah, in America they got cheese in aerosol cans.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, and losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia. And I can't hardly make it on the lira I earn here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. You know the Fedeyevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin. Well, where you headed out west?
America. I hear the streets are paved with coal.
Yep, it's true. And they got showers and real good telephone service, too.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
All right, Paul.
Grandma, you ride up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm.
In dark, dank, smelly steerage compartments, they huddled through the voyage, confiding in each other their pitiful hopes and dreams for the new land.
Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head. I'm going to pick me up a whole armload of eggplants and squash them all over my face. I'm going to hit myself in the head with big aubergines, Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll around in them.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of headplants.
I'm going to get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm going to get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
Yeah, and they got fine schools there, too. You can go right on up through the first grade.
Not me. I'm just going to hang around bus stations, spitting and picking my nose.
Oh, and there's lots of old refrigerators for the kids to play in.
Say, friend, you want to move that fuzzy duffel bag so I can sit down?
That's no duffel bag. That's my daughter, Fuzzy Mae. But you can sit on her just the same.
Hey! Knock off that whispering down there and keep rowing, or I'll crack this whip till your necks turn red.
Redneck? What kind of cracker's that?
The hazardous journey was made even worse by the choking dust storms that plagued them every nautical mile of the way. After 2 long days at sea, a sharp-eyed hillbilly lookout with bad teeth sighted land. But didn't think it was important enough to mention.
Hey, we're sinking!
What?
Women and children first!
We're sinking!
Unstrap that mattress!
What?
Hand me that fuzzy duffel bag!
Oh, we're sinking!
And so as their ship slowly sank in New York Harbor, the happy hordes of homely, humble hillbillies hot-footed hillward. But first, a short stop at Ellis Island, where helpful immigration officials welcomed the new arrivals.
Hey, you, slime face, you're next.
Oh, me?
Yeah, race?
Hillbilly.
Country of origin?
Italy.
Name?
Name's Michelangelo Buonarroti.
Well, what kind of moniker is that for an American? From now on, you're MC Boone.
Hey, you just stamped my hand.
That's so if you go out, you can come back in again.
Oh, I see.
Next, name?
Claude Debussy.
Hey, Boone, wait.
Huh?
You got your duffel bag.
Oh, come on, fuzzy mate.
Debussy, you're Clyde Devons.
Having completed processing, the friendships made on shipboard ended as they headed for their different destinations.
Say, taxi!
Where are you headed?
Paris Island.
I'm headed for Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Knox for me.
I'm going to Lackland Air Force Base.
Say, you mind if I strap my mattress to the side of the taxi? Grandma, you ride up on top.
On top. You coming, Lem?
Nope, not me. I'm just going to hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Well, if you're going to sit on that fuzzy duffel bag, don't be flicking boogers on it.
And so they travel, first into the heartland, and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, rotten teeth, mental retardation, goiters, incest, genetic inferiority, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on and on. And of course, who can forget those noteworthy Americans who proudly call themselves Hicks, Crackers, Rednecks, Hillbillies, Minnie Pearl, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith, Robert and Jim Mitchum, Patsy Cline, Buddy Ebsen, Buddy Hackett, the Hills Brothers, the Bond Brothers, Julian and Gary U.S., Arthur Hillbilly Gene King, Mel Torme, the players and coaches of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Graham, Tex Ritter, Tex Ritter. And that's when I woke up.
Give me your heart, your love of massive journey to repay the wretched wreckage on your teeming shore.
Next week, on The Immigrants, The Albinos, The Pale Pink-Eyed People.
Living in a city of immigrants. Living in a city.
that you made. Living in a city of Democrats, a city of stone, a city of steel, a city of wheels, constantly spinning, a city of bone, a city of skin, a city of pain.
In my cab, he starts riding. He says, I smell. I tell him he's a dog and he should die and go to hell. Really, it's the same as being back in Pakistan. Everyone is crazy and you do the best you can. So I drive and 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 I drive. And I drive and I drive and I drive. The guy gets in my cab, he takes me deep in Chinatown. He stiffs me like a bastard and he's nowhere to be found. I'm dreaming of America, the place to make my life, as soon as I am sending for my children and my wife. So I drive and 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 I drive. gets in my cab, he says, go back from where you came. He doesn't like my accent and he can't pronounce my name. I love the Dallas Cowboys, they're America's team. That's why I bought this Stetson, to step into a dream. So I drive and 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 I drive. And I drive 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 and I drive. So I drive and 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 I drive. And I drive 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 and I drive.
Thank you.
Happy Independence Day on the 200th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Hope everyone is safe and enjoying themselves on this great weekend. The band with Islands providing the background music. And you are listening to Dave's Record Collection, only here on WMUC-FM College Park, providing you with American tunes this evening. Leaving off with Medallion from Largo, featuring Willie Nile and others from a wonderful collection from members of the Hooters and other guests. It came out in 1997 and is just a wonderful piece of work, I think. Steve Earle, City of Immigrants from Washington Square Serenade, going back to 2007. National Lampoon, this goes out to Victor, longtime listener from downtown Silver Spring. The Immigrants, the Hillbillies, from the Best of National Lampoon. Sonny Terry, along with Brownie McGee, with Randy Newman's Sail Away, recorded in 1973. Arlo Guthrie's on that recording as well. And Graham Parker, I Discovered America, from the album Don't Tell Columbus, released in 2007. And that's what we've been listening to. We got more for you. John Prine had a song that was released on the Missing Years as a bonus track when it went to vinyl. We're going to start the next set with that. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Hope everyone's having a good evening and continue to be safe as we celebrate the 4th of July on Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park.
Cloudy sky had set in for a storm in the making. I relaxed as I sat up in our three-room flat while my wife was in the kitchen baking. Thoughts passed through my mind of no special kind, like faces that look like the others. Tomorrow, they say, is Independence Day, and I guess we'll go eat at my brother's. Now believe that a thought has just gotten caught in a place where words can't surround it. The concerns, the years passed and the shadows it cast in my path as I walk around it. It was the 3rd of July in a cool, cloudy sky. It's an end for a storm in the making. I relaxed as I sat up in our three-room flat while my wife was in the kitchen a-baking. thoughts pass through my mind of no special kind. Like faces that look like the others. Tomorrow, they say, is Independence Day. And I guess we'll go eat at my brother's.
Well, he said goodbye, baby. My boat sails today. And what will be carrying, you know I can't say. But we'll meet here for coffee the night I arrive, June 25th at the 4th of July. On June 25th at the 4th of July, wait for me, baby. And baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more money than money can buy. June 25th at the 4th of July. Some say he went down in a Florida gale. Some say he died in a Panama jail. Some say he got rich and forgot his goodbye. And June 25th at the 4th of July. So she sits in the back booth where they sat before, drinking cafe con leche and watching the door. And she's rocking her baby to this lullaby. June 25th at the 4th of July. Singing June 25th at the 4th of July. Wait for me, baby, and baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more June 25th and the 4th of July. June 25th at the 4th of July.
By dusty old RV, just the road and its majesty. And I'm looking at you with the world in the rear view. You were pleasing me, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July. Yes, I sang along to the stereo, couldn't take no more of that rock and roll, so we put on a little George Jones and just sang along. Hey! Those white lines can draw hanging on. But there you were, like a queen in your nightgown, riding shotgun from town to town, staking a claim all the world we found. And I'm singing to you, you're singing to me. You were out of the blue to a boy like me. You were pleasing me, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July. Yes, I sang along to the stereo, couldn't take no more of that rock and roll, so we put on a little George Jones and just sang along.
Can be sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July. Yes, I sang along to the stereo, couldn't take no more of that rock and roll, so we put on a little George Jones and just sang along.
He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. But he stopped loving her today.
When are we gonna get paid for this, you reckon?
Forcing the light to
to all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July.
And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore,
chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
The aurora is rising behind us. Those pier lights are carnival life forever. Oh, love me tonight, I promise I'll love you forever.
I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore.
Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do?
For me, this boardwalk life's through.
You ought to quit this scene too. Ooh,
Sandy, the aurora is rising behind us. Those clear lights are carnival life forever. Oh, love me tonight, for
office.
Hi. Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. We had some fireworks that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew one off in my hand.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello. Oh, boy. Listen, I was lighting firecrackers that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew...
When did you do this?
Oh, about a little while, half an hour.
Okay, what kind of firework?
It was a firecracker.
Okay.
It looked like, you know when you finish with the toilet paper, the empty tube?
Yes.
It looked like that, about that size.
Okay.
And,
It's not a firecracker, that's like an M80 then.
Oh, boy, it's big, and it, my hand does not look good.
I suggest that you go to an emergency room and get immediate attention.
Yeah, this was a firecracker and the fuse, and all of a sudden...
What you can do in the meantime is get a towel.
Fantastic. A towel?
A clean, something clean.
Okay.
It doesn't have a lot of lint on it.
Yeah.
Wars in the house is preferred.
You know what's funny? It's stinging me like crazy.
Okay, in the meantime, just wrap your hand in something like a gauze, something that does
yes.
not have lint on it.
Okay. You know, these firecrackers, my God, I can't even, really, I'll tell you, I don't even see fingers, but maybe it's just because I'm numb and stingy.
Just get a gauze, something that doesn't have lint, something clean, gauze.
Okay.
Your hand and get to an emergency.
Oh, boy, I really did it good this time.
Okay.
Okay, let me wrap this up and I'll see you with my nub.
Okay.
Right.
Turns out the light.
gonna talk about.